Good morning. I want to call the Illinois State Tollway Highway Authority Audit Committee meeting to order for December 12, 2012. Secretary, roll call, please.
Chairman Howard.
Here.
Director Wisner.
Here.
Chair Wolf.
Here. Excuse me, here.
Quorum's been established. Going on to item number three under directors, we have the approval of the minutes from the audit committee for the meeting held on September 13, 2012. I get a motion to approve those minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Item number two, I believe we have any additional items?
Not
that I'm aware. And going on to four under audit. We're going to go over the 2012 external audit. We have our external auditors from KPMG here to give a presentation on the audit for the period ending December 31st, 2012.
Yes. Well, good morning. We are back to do year two of our audit, and I think it was commented earlier that we just left, and we left a few months ago, but we're back relatively soon as we concluded last year's audit. To walk through the audit plan, just not a whole lot of change from the prior year, just a few things that I want to highlight and to ensure that we make our required communications as part of our auditing standards. So the scope of our audit and the deliverables that we have, these have not changed from the prior year, but just a reminder, we have an independent auditor's report on the financial statements of the tollway, both on the financial statements that go into the compliance audit as well as the CAFR that the tollway prepares. We also issue opinion on internal control and on compliance and other matters under government auditing standards, and an attestation report on the state compliance examination that's performed in accordance with the audit guide published by the Auditor General's office. We also perform certain procedures over IT systems, and we'll be doing a follow-up to the review that was performed last year as part of our engagement with the Auditor General, and then we'll be making our required communications in accordance with professional standards to this committee as we have in the past. Here we've given you a list of our engagement team members. The team members are relatively consistent from the prior year. We've actually had a promotion within our team, so we've changed that team up a little bit, but they're still part of the team, just serving in a different role. But this is our contact information. If there's anything that the committee or anyone in management feels necessary to communicate with us, we wanted to make sure that you had this information available to you. Objectives and responsibilities in audit, these really haven't changed, but just a refresher on the objectives of the audit. The objective from the auditor's perspective is to determine whether the financial statements are free of material misstatement. Our assurance that we give on the financial statements is reasonable assurance, not absolute assurance, and that goes to the fact that we are performing our audit on a test basis and gaining enough evidence to give an opinion that the financial statements are free of material misstatement. Our responsibility as the auditor is to form our opinion based upon financial statements and other data that are presented by management. We conduct our audit in accordance with professional standards, both those of the AICPA as well as government auditing standards, including all the ethics and code of conduct that go along with those. We also plan and perform our audit, and we have an air of professional skepticism, so we're maintaining our independence as part of our audit procedures. And then we're required to make certain communications to those charged with governance, which the audit committee and management are those that are charged with governance, and so we'll be making those required communications, as well as maintaining an open line of communication both with management and the committee throughout the year. Just a reminder on management's responsibilities. Management's responsible to prepare the financial statements and to adopt sound accounting policies, to establish and maintain an internal control structure, to fairly present the financial statements in accordance with GAAP, and to comply with any laws, regulations, or other provisions that are incumbent upon them relative to agreements with state and federal laws. The audit committee really has a responsibility overall for monitoring management and for overseeing, and they rely on both the auditors and management in carrying out their responsibilities. This just gives you an idea of our audit methodology and the four phases of our workflow. Nothing, again, really changed here from the prior year. Where I would say we're at right now is in phase two of our audit. We've completed a lot of our risk assessments, and we have started control evaluation, so walking through various processes and confirming that the approach that we had planned is the approach we're going to continue with. Involvement of others, consistent with the prior year, we are using a subcontractor firm, EC Ortiz, to assist us in the completion of our audit procedures. So they are an integrated part of our team and are here on site already, working on some of the state compliance attestation procedures. With respect to our preliminary risk assessments, as I mentioned, we've already gone through the process of making a lot of those risk assessments at this point. Here we've listed them out for your consideration. Again, not really much of a change from our plan from last year. A lot of the same things that impact the tollway last year will continue to impact this year that we'll be designing our procedures around, including economic conditions, credit market conditions, and then revenue and receivables, and then information technology controls. So we'll continue designing procedures specifically related to these risks, as well as others that are inherent in the financials. As I mentioned, we perform a state compliance attestation in accordance with the audit guide of the Auditor General, and we've listed here the objectives related to that, which are, again, straight from the Auditor General's audit guide. So our responsibility with respect to this particular attestation engagement is to ensure that we're performing our examination in accordance with professional standards and with that audit guide. And then we've got the engagement timing. Here we have already had our entrance conference back at the end of October, and we did a lot of our preliminary field work right before the Thanksgiving holidays in November. Our final field work will start in the next month or so here towards the end of January, where we'll focus first on a lot of the state compliance examination procedures, and then as financial statements become available, we'll continue and wrap that up. We anticipate issuing the financial statements and having an exit conference in June and issuing our state compliance examination report at that same time. We've also listed here for your consideration a number of matters that we've been talking to management about in preparing for this year's audit. These are financial accounting standards that will be applicable for both fiscal year 2012 and 2013. So there's a number of items that we discussed during the course of last year's audit and that we've started to discuss in this year's audit that we'll be considering the impact, if any, relative to the tollways financial statements. And then the last slide I have here is just on KPMG's Audit Committee Institute. This is something that's available to the Audit Committee should you be interested in. KPMG has a number of documents that are available through the KPMG Audit Committee Institute, as well as various calls and programs that you can attend. If it's something that interests the committee, I can give you additional information on it or get you on a distribution list for some of those items. They tend to be some resources for those charged with governance and carrying out their responsibilities. And that's what I have, unless there's any questions for us.
I have one question.
Sure.
You list the GASB new pronouncements. Are there state, what do you call them, state procurement, state compliance report elements that are new this year that we wouldn't have had in the past? You know?
There is not a requirement to prepare anything new for the state compliance examination, so a number of those items are consistent year to year. The only thing that could change is if something's changed in the tollways operations, there may be schedules that currently are not applicable that may become applicable. So, for example, I know there may be some federal funding or something like that that could be a change, but at this point I don't think that's anticipated by management.
No.
So the change in the Procurement Act, you would have experienced audit of that last year, right? Because that went into effect a year ago, January?
We, as part of the the Auditor General's audit guide, there is an emphasis on procurement, and last year there was actually a specific performance audit done on procurement, which will be part of our audit as well. So we'll follow up on those findings. Those were reported in the state compliance report last year.
Right, and there were some minor changes, maybe I shouldn't call them, some changes to the statute that would go into effect in the year that you're auditing, but they're not substantial enough that you feel that that's going to be a big change. And
not from a perspective of the procedures that we're performing. There hasn't been really any significant change to the audit guide. The audit guide, though, is written in a way that it's pretty general, so the changes would be factored into the procedures just based on the nature of how they're written.
Okay, so it's actually the procedures that have changed, not the audit guide.
Right.
So the preliminary work that started before Thanksgiving was more planning and what internal control?
Planning and updating our
risk assessment.
Exactly. So we had performed a number of our risk assessments and then had updated our understanding of internal control and started performing some of our tests of operating effectiveness where we plan to rely on internal control.
And then you already start substantive testing on January?
It will probably be more focused on expenditures and some of the state compliance attestation work that's normally, I think, historically what's been done in that time frame. And then once the financial statements get finalized, which I think we're anticipating a draft sometime in April, then we'll start a lot of our other procedures on capital assets and some of the more significant areas.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Anybody else have got any more questions?
All right. Well,
thank you
for your time.
Thank you.
Hopefully it'll go a lot smoother this year now that it'll be your second year.
Right.
Going on to item number two, we have Cassandra, who's going to go over our internal audit plan, our background, our tentative schedule, and our two-year internal audit plan.
Thank you, and good morning. As I mentioned, I will be presenting the internal audit plan for 2013 and 2014. Also on the agenda will be to look at the audit committee tentative schedule and the 2014 audit plan, as I mentioned. First, I'd like to mention that for the 2012 external audit, thank you, Kathy, for your presentation. Internally, the Tollway has also provided a entrance conference meeting to internal Tollway staff to give notification of the external audit. And as Kathy mentioned, they are already underway, and Tollway staff has been providing the required documents for your interim testing. I'd like to start off with a little background on internal audit. Internal audit performs audit activities in conformance with the Fiscal Control Internal Auditing Act, or FISA, on the internal standards for the professional practice of internal auditing, which is the IIA standards, on the code of ethics of the Institute of Internal Auditors, the State of Illinois Internal Advisory Board, and generally accepted government auditing standards. I will also mention that the internal audit charter was reviewed this year as well, and there were no changes or updates to the charter. Internal audit activities include participating in data processing system meetings, as well as EDP meetings within the tollway, FISA mandated audits, which are cycle audits that actually look at the major systems of internal accounting and administrative control. There are 11 cycle audits that are required to be done once every 2 years. We look at additional risk-based internal audits, which are derived from risk assessments that are held annually, and also external vendor audits, consulting engagements, and then we provide assistance to the OIG. Currently, to perform the audits and activities for internal audit, we have the following resources. The acting chief internal auditor, the internal audit manager position is currently open. We have three internal auditors and one IS auditor. I want to talk about the proposed audit committee schedule for next year. There are certain times throughout the year that we are proposing to meet. February would be to look at the summary of internal audit purpose, the authority, responsibility, and performance relative to plan, the internal audit activities from prior year, including risk exposures and other control issues, and then governance issues and concerns will be reviewed at every meeting that we're proposing for the year. And this will be the opportunity to look at any concerns related to the internal control environment as well as management activities. In August, we're proposing looking at the results of the external audit, semi-annual internal audit activities results, and also again the governance issues and concerns. And then for our December meeting, we would look at the current state of the internal audit resources as well as presentation, of course, the two-year audit plan, and then of course again governance issues and concerns. So at this point, I'd like to move into the internal audit plan. To develop the internal audit plan, internal audit goes through a number of different and utilizes a number of different sources. We use, of course, the FISA requirements, the SIAB requirements, IA standards. We have input from the board and the executive office. The internal audit staff conducts an annual risk assessment process. And then there, of course, the internal audit resource availability impacts our ability to be able to perform the plan as stipulated. So if you take a look at our 2013 proposed audit plan, you'll see that we are looking at performing mandatory system meetings at 3%, which is an increase from prior years to ensure that our audit team is involved in any meetings as it relates to an ERP system. Mandatory internal control reviews, we're at 23%, and we will be looking at 5 cycle audits during that period. We have internal audit risk-based reviews at 17%. Special projects, we're looking at about 12%. Reviews of external parties, which will be reviews of our vendors, at 22%. And the OIG investigation at 3%, and then management and training administration at 20%, with total working hours, including training, at 9,916 hours. I'll also indicate that the risk-based reviews of external parties is a little higher than last year, simply to represent our activity as we move forward the Mobile Illinois program and making sure that our vendors are performing as required and stipulated within their contracts. This is just a pictorial view of the allocation of our plan, as you see here. And I'll move to 2014. Again, we have 3% on the mandatory meetings. The internal control reviews have increased at 30% because this in that year we're looking at more cycle audits. The internal audit risk-based reviews are at 13. Internal audit special projects is at 9, and reviews of external parties. We still, even though we're devoting more time in 2014 to internal control review, we still wanted to keep the reviews of external parties pretty consistent at 23%. And our OIG investigations are at 3, and of course training and administration at 20. And then the next slide, of course, gives you the picture view of the plan. So if there aren't any questions, I'm available to ask. And at this point, we're looking for approval of the plan.
So a question. Now, based on when you do, I know it's a two-year plan, but based on after 2013, if there's some other areas that come to your attention, would that maybe shift the hours that we would allocate for the 2014 plan if we saw that there was something that we needed to address?
That's possible. However, I will mention that we have built-in hours in the plan to allow for special requests or any items for management or any areas where we feel that the risk has increased that maybe we did not see or maybe just became prevalent in 2013. So we have those hours built into the plan.
Okay, good. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So the vacant position, the internal audit manager, is it anticipated that's going to be filled, or are we waiting to figure out what's happening?
We're waiting to make a variety of, permanent management decisions for internal audit, and then, we'll obviously, work to recruit and find that individual. I would say that, the longer that is unfilled, obviously, we would imagine that will have an impact on the ability to execute, the internal audit plan that we have here in front of us. But there is enough contingency there that we should be able to do the required
Absolutely. Work. Yes. We obviously devote our, you know, emphasis on if we have staff shortages as we move into 2013 to concentrate on those items that are required by our standards.
Because I see you have the December meeting, the review of the status of the resources, and, but there may be something, some decisions made sooner than that about that.
Well, I mean, certainly filling a vacancy. I mean, once we make some long-term decisions on management, we would move to fill vacancies.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further discussion, board members? Any public comments? Quicker than Chair Peterson, anyway.
Yeah, we should have him stay.
Like a motion. With that said,
could I ask just one question?
No.
And that is, how do the internal and external audits dovetail in terms of timing? Is it a kind of a constant input of information that is continuous as opposed to a juncture at which we have a big picture?
I would say that pretty much the two audits, they kind of run concurrently, and you know, we regularly communicate with the external audit staff through regular weekly status meetings, and but their involvement in the external audit and our involvement as well will not, you know, impact our, you know, audit activities internally for the tollway.
But I assume you try to coordinate your work so you're not asking the same units at the same time to produce a lot of information, different information.
We make every attempt to do that, but of course we prepared our staff to know that sometimes that could exist. Mm-hmm. So that may, you know, from time to time during the period that they're here, that may occur, but we will, of course, do our best efforts not to.
And what's the system that we can't get the state to agree?
ERP.
ERP, I always
We've gotten them to agree now.
And what?
Tentatively.
Okay. So, but that's not going to affect anything that is audited this year and all.
Well,
that.
I mean, it will continue to affect it until we have the system. I mean, I would imagine that, I think that our staff does a great job
in spite of,
you know, what is a very manual process doing the reconciliations and other things. But, you know, ultimately, we've got almost $1 billion of revenue, and, you know, it's time for us to have an ERP system, which we have been pursuing, and we have the RFI process that's been ongoing. There are actually some members from other state agencies that have been participating in that to learn more about ERP systems, you know, so that if they decide they can deploy one for other, either parts of the state or the state as a whole. But we have gotten the approval to move forward, and that we don't have to wait for, you know, the state to be in a position to put an ERP system in place, which is great. But as I think we heard in the briefing, it may have been even at the last internal audit meeting or board meeting, you know, it will take several years to implement an ERP system here, which is why it's good to be starting.
Yeah, module at a time. So
Is there any particular reason why the state would hesitate on that?
You know, I think that originally the tollway had wanted to move forward with an ERP system some years ago. I don't remember the exact year, but some years ago, and we're told to stop our procurement process and stop our process of implementing because the state generally, you know, CMS and the entire state, they thought they wanted to pursue an ERP system, so they wanted us to be consistent with them. It's, I think, become clear over those years that, you know, because of either resources or just capacity, the state really hasn't moved forward with an ERP system up to this point. So they've agreed to allow the tollway and have encouraged us to go ahead at this point and move forward. I would hope that they, you know, with the idea that they could work closely with us and maybe learn something from our implementation, we would certainly make sure that we would try to prioritize having a system that's flexible enough to interact with anything that the state might do in the future as appropriate, but we just think it's so important to move forward with the implementation that we've really tried to prioritize that, and at this point we've had agreement and gotten agreement to do that, and we'll certainly let you know if something changes, but
go ahead.
Yes, this is as animated as Mike Kelsch and Pat ever get anything. You can see how excited they are. They can barely contain themselves. With the thought of having of having an ERP system.
And spending years trying,
and spending years trying to implement it. But
no public comment, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Did we get a motion to approve
Need to approve the audit plan?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. We need a vote to approve.
Oh, do we don't take it to the full board? Oh.
No,
I'm sorry.
We did here.
So I'll ask for a motion to approve the internal audit plan for 2013-2014.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Plan approved. Now I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.